As new technologies emerge, educators have an opportunity to help students think about the best practical and ethical uses of these tools, or hide their heads in the sand and hope it'll be someone else's problem. It's incredibly disappointing to see the Western Australian Department of Education forcing every state teacher to join the heads in the sand camp, banning ChatGPT in state schools. Generative AI is here to stay. By the time they graduate, our kids will be in jobs where these will be important creative and productive tools in the workplace and in creative spaces. Education should be arming our kids with the critical skills to use, evaluate, and extend the uses and outputs of generative AI in an ethical way. Not be forced to try them out behind closed doors at home because our education system is paranoid that every student will somehow want to use these to cheat. For many students, using these tools to cheat probably never occurred to them until they saw headlines about it in the wake of WA joining a number of other states in this reactionary ban. Young people deserve to be part of the conversation about generative AI tools and to help think about and design the best practical and ethical uses for the future. Schools should be places where those conversations can flourish. Having access to the early versions of tomorrow's tools today is vital to helping those conversations start. Sure, getting around a school firewall takes one kid with a smartphone using it as a hotspot or simply using a VPN, but they shouldn't need to resort to that. Nor should students from more affluent backgrounds be more able to circumvent these bans than others. Digital and technological literacies are part of the literacy every young person will need to flourish tomorrow. Education should be the bastion equipping young people for the world they're going to be living in, not trying to prevent them thinking about it at all.